Newstalk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Listen, we're on AM and FM right now, spreading across the northern part of the state. This is truly the biggest afternoon show in North Alabama right now, and it's because of this audience. But it's also because you can hear us wherever you are. So we got a lot of people right now that listen to us. They're driving, or they're going on vacation, or whatever the case may be. And you want to hear this show? If you're getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM, FM capability right here on WVNN, just know that no matter where you is, there we is. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and Copper and I will be with you wherever you are. So yeah, we're glad to be able to have that capability, and that's why we have listeners in so many states, even, you know, the folks that call in from out of state sometimes. So, yeah, good stuff, and appreciate this audience. We're over 7,500 downloads now on the podcast version, and hope that some of y'all are enjoying that. It's interesting to see how that gets downloaded in different segments and which ones wind up being, you know, pretty commonly pulled down. But yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. And it's an honor to have this platform. I say it all the time, but I do not take this for granted. Not in the least. But, hey, folks, listen, I've got my triple dipper, so there's things we're going to talk about today. But before I do that, I got to get off a little bit. Breaking news here, 2:24 p.m. I got to say, it's been a tough time in Alabama with the weather. And where I live, we had a pretty good dumping of rain last night, but I had no idea until this morning how bad it had been in other places. Right now, the flooding across Alabama, really at Central and North, four dead in both Marshall County and Hoover down in Jefferson County from flooding. And I mean, like, epic rain. Those storms that came in, literally, Jefferson County, parts of Jefferson County got a foot of rain in about 5 hours. That's a wall of water, folks. And in Marshall County, up there by Gunnersville in that area, two people dead in Marshall County and two more in Hoover. And I could have sworn that I heard that there was a young child missing, but perhaps that was cleared up. I don't know. But right now, they have identified it may have been over into Shelby County, because the Shelby County coroner is the one who identified the victims, but I don't know. Maybe they just passed away there. But yeah, River Chase Parkway, I've been down that way many times in Hoover, and apparently somebody came around a bend in the road, didn't realize the road had flooded, and drove right into it. Their vehicle was swept away, and that's just an awful situation. Up in Marshall County, it was much the same. So anyway, our heart goes out to those communities and the first responders who were out most of the night. There were apparently some pretty epic rescues going on, and they are still looking for some folks that are considered missing. So anyway, prayers of the families and our folks around Alabama, some of whom are even in this listening area. It's been tough. Been tough. All right, listen, we've got a lot on the plate today. So I said my triple dipper is going to be states fighting back, number one, Dems are unraveling, number two, and show me the money is number three. And it's going to be, I got some stuff I'm going to play for you. Not the least of which is I've got something that's new that came out of the Alabama Policy Institute. And it's pretty cool to see the organization that I also work with. So if you're not familiar, Right Side Radio, here we are, we're only in our fourth month, but Right Side Radio sprung out of the Alabama Policy Institute, which advertises on the show quite often. But the Alabama Policy Institute's been around for 30 years, fighting for conservative values in the state of Alabama. Congressman Gary Palmer, who was one of the most conservative members of Congress and certainly one of the most conservative members of Alabama's delegation, is the founder, who 30 years ago decided, you know what, we need a think tank in Alabama. Some group of folks that will actually think conservative and fight for conservative values. And so that's what API does. To this day, 30 years later, this organization that I'm now proud to be affiliated with has been literally in the mix fighting for things like strong families and free markets and limited government and low taxation and education choice and those things that really are what you would call principled stands. One of the things I like about API is API is not for sale. We don't take government money. It's solely a 501c3 that relies upon the donations and charitable giving of others, but has done so for 30 years. And I mean, there's been some times when API was in the thick, and sometimes I was with them. And I'll tell you right now, too, as a state senator, as a conservative state senator, kind of my shtick was when I debated the bill, a lot of times I had my notes kind of like I do, like I'm sitting right here with all my paper. But when I also had my iPad a lot of times in the floor of the Senate, and I would go to debate a bill at the podium, and I would open up, you know, multiple tabs. Like if I knew I was going to be up there for a while, I had my research ready. And a lot of times that research was something, included something that came from the Alabama Policy Institute. You can check out their website, alabamapolicy.org. You're going to find resources that are pretty in-depth, even footnoted, so that you can argue the points of things that are happening in Montgomery. They're state-focused, so they stay focused on what's going on in Montgomery and around the state and the policies that affect our state. And a very cool organization. They are also, by the way, though, aside from the fact that Right Side Radio sprung out of API and my affiliation there, they are also helping to launch a new organization that we had somebody on the show here just recently. 1819 News is coming to the state. 1819, of course, the year that Alabama became a state. 1819 News is going to be a full-blown resource. I'm talking about opinion writers, investigative reporters, political cartoonists. It's going to be an AL.com that conservatives can actually read and get real news from. And you're going to want to check them out, and they roll out here pretty soon. 1819 News. I'm excited to see that go. It's going to be a game changer. AL.com, you're going to be on your heels here pretty soon. All right, folks, we are down to it. When we come back, we can talk about states fighting back. Big doings right now as the states are fighting back against the federal overreach. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. I'm laughing because I got caught off guard there. The music came back on, and I was over here checking out Dale Jackson's Twitter. This is actually too funny. So the governor of New York, this has popped up in the last few minutes. The governor of New York's doing a press conference about COVID vaccine. This is her quote. I actually listened to her say it. This is Governor Kathy Hochul, the Cuomo replacement. She says, I heard so many people say they're afraid to go get their vaccines because they have to get on a subway and they're afraid of being assaulted. To which Dale just tweeted, New York City sounds delightful. Yeah, and I responded back. I think the folks at the Tourism Bureau are spitting coffee all over their desk right about now. Wow. Okay. That's a great way to sell it. You know, I know it's scary on the subway about getting assaulted, but we need you to go get a shot you don't want. Okay, great. Hey, listen, folks. Triple dipper today. States are fighting back. I know, Copper. I see you. LOLing. That's. I don't care who you are. That's funny, right there. You know. That's just. You gotta smile. You been to New York City, Copper?
I have. It was very busy.
That's not the description I expected, but yes, it's people New York City, so yes, it's very busy. Do what?
The people are so pushy. One guy literally walked straight into me with an umbrella, and at that point, I was so fed up with it that I grabbed the umbrella and shoved it back in his face. He was so unfazed, he just kept walking, didn't even make eye contact.
Wow, the mean side of Copper. There's a whole side of you the audience is beginning to see right now.
I was 13, and this guy, like twice my size, plows into me with an umbrella, and I'm like, I'm done with this.
Oh yeah. What were you up there just like for a vacation, a student trip? What were you doing?
Yeah, it was a student trip. Yeah. It was the start of high school.
Yeah, I mean Charlene and I, that was a bucket list item for many years, and we finally got a chance to go take some actual true vacation time up there. I think I said on the show once before, she went up like all the daughters-in-law went up together. Just for like a girls trip once, and they went to Tavern on the Green, which is a really, really cool place. It's kind of legendary. Actually, I think it was a sheep stable years, I mean, 100 years ago, but it's in Central Park, and it's just an experience to be there. It has this kind of surreal feel. Anyway, and she came back glowing about Tavern on the Green. I found a little brochure somewhere, and I carried it in my wallet for I want to say a good 15 years before I was able to actually take her to Tavern on the Green. Mm-hmm. And but we had a great time, and I don't think you can pay me to go back right now, not the way things are up there right now. It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, well, speaking of states, all right, states. So, hey, here's the deal. Triple dipper for the day, things you got to know, one of which is states are fighting back. You need to know, folks, So I say it on the show a lot, but we are indeed a republic. There is a constitution that contains the 10th Amendment that affords the states the sovereign right to speak into the issues of the day. To the extent that where federal law has not otherwise preempted, the states have a right to intervene with their own laws to protect the sovereignty and to protect the welfare of their citizens and those things within their borders. All right, so all that to say, states are your firewall. I say it all the time, but you need to understand why it's so important that you elect people at your state school board, at your state legislature, to your governor, to your attorney general's office. Those are more than important. They are crucial, and they're part of the fight. I mean, they are truly part of the fight. And right now, what we're seeing is the fight is between basically Republican states and the Democrat overreach coming out of D.C. So, like, for instance, right now, a story on Fox News that I pulled down. Here's all my paper. I'm ready to go, all right? First round here. Biden is traveling down to Illinois today. In fact, I'm looking. Oh, there we go. I'm looking at it right now, live on the big screen. He is about to go and get go and do a press conference. I don't see the teleprompters. Surely they're not ready yet. But nonetheless, the website vaccines.gov is up on the backboard behind him, and it's, you know, he's all about. So it's, the whole thing is about the whole press conference in Chicago, friendly territory, if you know what I mean, or at least he's going to Illinois. Is he in Chicago? Yeah, he's in Chicago, I believe. And he's actually doing a press conference on vaccines, talking about why it's so important, the mandates for his businesses, why they're so important. We got to do it. Got to get people back to work. No, sir, you're the one making them not go to work. And there actually is a statement in this article, analysis from the White House, a report found that vaccination requirements have helped cut the rate of unvaccinated Americans by one third. You think? That's what they are. How about we talk about whether it's cutting COVID, but all they're saying is we've increased the number of vaccinations by using our vaccine mandates. That's like saying, I put more miles in my car by driving my car. That's what they're saying. And that was pretty good. I thought of that on the fly. But right now, what we're looking at here is he is going to speak on vaccine mandates, and he is going to provide the message that this is necessary and that, in his words, vaccination requirements work. He's not saying vaccines. He's saying vaccination requirements work. Vaccination requirements get more people vaccinated. That's the quote. God almighty, these people are they're rocket surgeons. These are true rocket surgeons up there. But vaccination requirements get more people vaccinated. There you go. But he's going to be speaking on that. But listen, we have to have a state that is willing to question. We have to have a government that is willing to fight. We have to have the ability, and we do. Don't ever think for a second that just because something was said in Congress or something was said in the White House that you have no options. All right? When it comes to governance, each of the individual states has their own legislature. It's like the mini Congress. Each of them has their own governor. It's like the president of the state, if you will. Each of them has their own attorney general, and all these things are in place so that the states can exercise their sovereignty and push back also when necessary. Great piece was written. I talked about the Alabama Policy Institute a minute ago. Great piece written and published yesterday by Caleb Crosby, who's the president over at API. He was responding to criticism that API faced, along with others, for joining with a group called Concerned Doctors, who were just literally saying, hey, you know what, this whole vaccine mandate thing, it's a step beyond. And while some people may want to get a vaccine, you may want to talk to your doctor and make that decision and do that for yourself. Fine. That's great. Go do that. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not. API is not anti-vaccine. But what we are is pro-freedom. And he gives a great storyline here. In the opening of his piece that was sent out yesterday, it's called We Must Prevent Government Malpractice. Interesting title. But he talks about the fact that General George Washington, President George Washington, in the year 1799, he took ill, called for doctors. You can imagine. Medicine at that time was different than medicine we have now, obviously. And the doctors who came to see the Revolutionary War hero, the former President of the United States, obviously were going to be the best doctors potentially available at the time, doing what they knew to do at the time, and they decided that a bleeding was necessary. If you're not familiar, that back in the day they used to use leeching and bleeding and blistering and all these things to help drain your body of the infections that they believed could be drained out just by getting blood out of your body, and they killed him. George Washington was dead the next day. And what his point here in offering that story as the opening to his piece, Caleb Crosby is talking about the fact that medical treatment is not always best just because someone at the time said that it was. And there is no way in the world today that we would look at that and go, I think what I need is a good leeching. Could somebody please put leeches on my body to draw the infection out? That's not considered normal. All right, the same thing is true about the fact that he points out that the vaccines may be out there and they may be worthwhile and they may be the vast majority of the population may want them, but there may be others who don't want them because they have decided that we don't yet know what the long-term ramifications could be. At the same time, why is it that doctors, who are doctors, can prescribe things like ivermectin or, you know, any number of other things, and those doctors are belittled? I don't understand that either. Well, his point is, and he says it in here on page 2 of what I'm looking at from the Policy Institute, it should not be up to the government. And so the Alabama Policy Institute, along with a slew of other medical practitioners, state legislators, the Eagle Forum, and some other groups, signed on to this letter on September 19th asking for the governor to please set a special session to deal with the question of vaccine mandates, or at least put it in the call for a special session. No response. No response at all. So there are times when you need your state doesn't show up, and this would be one. We need our state to take up the issue of why we're having to deal with these overreaching mandates. Now, we do have an attorney general who's pretty gamey, and Attorney General Steve Marshall said that he was going to file suit on this if necessary, and I hope he does. And if he has already, I've missed it. Maybe I need to go back out and Google that again. But nonetheless, what we're asking here is for vaccine mandates to be a pushback from our state executive, because there are other state executives that are truly pushing back. There are states whose legislators are getting together, even as we speak, to consider putting laws in place that say you will not have a vaccine mandate here. We will not have people lose their jobs. We will not have hospitals downgrade their staff. We will not have, you know, any number of other things. We won't have stadiums turning people away. I tell you what, I got a family. My daughter was planning to go to a concert tonight in Oak Mountain. Oak Mountain Amphitheater, an outdoor venue, by the way. Oak Mountain Amphitheater. She already had the tickets. They were scheduled to go. The concert is tomorrow night, actually. And she got notice well after she had already bought the tickets, which I believe were non-refundable, that now they've changed their policy and you have to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative test. Well, that was not part of the process before. In an outdoor venue. Folks, the madness has got to stop. The states have got to push back. And luckily they are. But there's other places right now. States are pushing back in a variety of ways. It's not just COVID, all right? We got all kinds of stuff happening. Remember I spent some time yesterday talking about the fact that the Biden administration's Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Merrick Garland, has decided that it's going to go ahead and do what we call weaponizing against parents who are protesting things that are happening at school boards, things that affect their kids. Well, I'm gonna when we get back from the short break we're about to take, I'm gonna unpack for you some things that governors are doing about the border crisis, and Republican AGs are doing about weaponizing the Department of Justice. You're gonna be proud to hear that there's things happening out there. The one thing that bothers me, I don't see Alabama listed in some of this, but nonetheless, states can fight back. More to come on that. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative, and yep, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, I'm sitting here in the studio right now having a cup of Just Love Coffee. In fact, it's getting a little cold. Got to heat that thing up in the next break. But the bottom line is Just Love Coffee is one of our team members. Just Love Coffee has got two locations, Just Love Coffee Cafe on South Memorial Parkway and out on Hughes Road in Madison. what a great place. I mean, it's a great place to go and to sit and have that cup of coffee. They got all the usual kind of blends you could imagine. I say usual, they're unusual, but the true gourmet coffees, and they've also got great just roasted coffees. You can buy the beans yourself there if you want to, Keurig cups, but they've also got an incredible menu. I mean, I'm talking lunch, breakfast, the whole deal. You need to check them out. What a cool place too, just to sit and visit. Just Love Coffee Cafe on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison. Check them out. All right, so listen, I am back to the concept here, discussing about the fact that number one on the triple dipper today is the fact that states are indeed fighting back. I did go through a quick search while I was on the break there, just to check and make sure I know what's what on Attorney General Steve Marshall. I don't see that any lawsuit has been filed yet over the vaccine mandates. The last thing I can find is from WVTM Channel 13, they are reporting out of Montgomery. They're reporting that on September, what day was this? September 16th, so just what, 3 weeks ago? September 16th, Attorney General Steve Marshall had joined with 23 other Republican attorney generals threatening legal action against President Joe Biden if his administration's proposed COVID-19 vaccine mandate is carried out. So what I think they're waiting on there, now that I think about it, because remember, this vaccine mandate, it requires private companies, not just government employees, but private companies with 100 or more employees are being required by the government to require vaccination of their employees or fire them. Or they can do weekly testing, but it doesn't say who pays for it. And they say in D.C., they say that this will be enforced by OSHA. OSHA has yet, to my knowledge, to publish the enforcement mechanisms, the rules, the regulations, the usual bureaucratic nightmares that they intend to go by. I think once that has been published, then we'll know what they can file suit against. Because right now, they're filing suit, if they did, against the idea, looking for injunctive relief, I would think. In this case, what they're looking for probably is to see the specifics of it and then be able to file suit. So, yeah, that's one example of states pushing back against the Department of Labor. They've made it very clear they will. But here's the thing. There's two other things out there right now, new stories. I mean, I'm looking at just in the last 24 hours. One is Republican attorney generals, again, have joined forces. This is an article off the Daily Caller. Daily Caller reports today the Republican attorney generals across the country have criticized Attorney General Merrick Garland for inserting the federal government into protests against school boards. Remember that story yesterday? I spent a lot of time unpacking that one yesterday because that one incenses me. I mean, so right now, if you're not familiar, just to catch you up, the Attorney General of the United States, because the National Association of School Boards is scared, the National Association of School Boards, very liberal organization, wrote a letter to President Biden asking for President Biden to please intervene because it's almost like domestic terrorism when these parents show up and they protest at the school board meetings. Well, the examples they cited of the protest were just weak. I mean, it's things like, you said mean things. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the idea that they have to have the FBI come in? The FBI? So Merrick Garland announced that the FBI is going to be coming in. Attorney General of the United States is going to get the federal government involved with enforcement of surveillance and a prevention of mean things being said at school board meetings. Well, Republican attorney generals left and right have joined together to ensure the government, the federal government, understands that they will defend their own states. Thank you very much. This is a state's law issue. If there are things happening in the state that are true violence, that are actual disruptions in means, or like rioting or something like that, that is not allowed by the First Amendment, then their attorney generals are fully capable, along with their usual district attorneys and local law enforcement and state law enforcement, to handle the situation. Since when does the FBI get involved in a local school board meeting? Never. Ever. Well, these Republican attorney generals, and I'm looking at the list, I can just see here, there's Missouri, there's Arizona, there's Ohio, there's Indiana, there's Arkansas, there's Mississippi. I don't see, in this particular article, I don't see Steve Marshall from Alabama, but I do believe that Steve Marshall is also still the chair of the Republican Association of Attorney Generals, and I feel certain that he's somewhere in the mix on this. But here's the other thing that's happening. So the southern border, no, I'm not changing the subject. I'm still on the subject. The southern border, completely out of control. You've seen the pictures, the images of, you know, vast numbers of, I'm talking vast, like 15,000 people camped out under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Well, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas got 9 other governors with him. They all banded together for a very large press conference yesterday in Texas. They had their National Guard out there. They had Humvees and Black Hawk helicopters, and the article makes it very clear that they were putting on somewhat of a military presence. But what the governors did was they said, we will enforce the border. We will protect Texas. We will protect Arizona. We will protect the nation if it comes down to it. We will contribute our state resources to doing that which the federal government will not do. Folks, that's a big deal. Right now, the state of Texas has already contributed or appropriated $2 billion of its own dollars to finish building the wall because the federal government won't. In a little while, I'm going to tell you where the money that was supposed to go to the wall is going. It's going to almost hurt your feelings. But right now, the states are pushing back. And you've got 10 governors who have banded together to say they will do the job if the federal government won't. And God bless them. And I don't see Governor Ivey in this, and I wish he was. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a lot more where that came from. We will be right back.